All right, here we go. What you have to focus on, and I mean this sincerely, you have so many things that are popping up in front of you all the time, right? Whether it's the election in Virginia, potentially, maybe it's the price of gas, maybe it's the price of groceries, which we're going to dig deeper into here in a little bit. All of these things are very important, obviously, and they get your attention. And then suddenly you find you're not watching the other things that are going on. Well, Democrats maneuvered to get rid of the constructs of the Constitution, the things that make us who we are as a republic, right? As we look to the Electoral College, as we look to the Supreme Court, nobody's been talking about that for a while. You will be today. You will be talking about the United States Supreme Court today. That's 100% certain. Why? Because the commission, this commission that was put together by Joe Biden quietly, is going to come out today and tell you that we need to pack the Supreme Court. That's my guess. I haven't seen the report yet, of course. And that we have to have term limits and more members of the court. It's almost for certain that's what's going to be determined. We put together this, you know, nonpartisan group of people. They're very up and up and on. Oh, bull. You put together a bunch of partisan hacks. They're going to try to find another way for Democrats to cheat and steal. Americans oppose, by the way, putting more people on the Supreme Court. Americans oppose it strongly across the board. But that's going to be your distraction today. I want to jump to Bite 14. This was brought up with Jen Psaki. So Bite 14 is about the commission coming out today. Listen closely to what she says about what they're considering and what they're thinking about. Here it is.
The topics they're examining include the origins of the reform debate, the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of the justices on the court, the membership and size of the court, and the court's case selection rules and practices. And that's what they'll be looking at, which will be reflected in the preliminary discussion materials.
So go over it slower. She said it quickly because she didn't want the length of terms, right? The size of the court. And how they select cases, case selection rules. They want to put their thumb on the scale of the whole damn thing. You see, we have three equal but separate branches of government. Three equal but separate branches of government. And that is critical. But today, you're going to hear a lot about the Supreme Court and the commission. Recommending that we limit the time that justices can serve to maybe 18 years, you watch. We're going to limit the amount of time they can be there. We're going to increase the number that are there to at least 13, you watch. That'll be the recommendation. And that'll be Democrats screaming, the only way we can save America. The only way we can save democracy is to expand the Supreme Court and make sure that it votes the way we want it to. Otherwise, those Republicans will win. They'll destroy the country by following the Constitution. My friends, we're at a point in American history where nothing is sacred to these people. Nothing. Nothing at all. Not our borders, not our people, not our traditions, not our courts, not our laws, not any damn thing is sacred to these people. Period. Period. And that's a frightening place to be. They don't care about the institutions, the foundation, the tradition, the rule of law. None of that matters. And that's why the Supreme Court is being targeted. Because if they can control the court, they can do what they've done elsewhere, which is when you can't get a piece of legislation through because it has no chance on God's green earth of going anywhere, they'll find a way to get it into the courts and get a court to legislate. Get the court to rule a certain way so they have, in effect, legislated what they couldn't do on their own. Judicial rigging of the entire system. I'm not saying the courts are rigged. I'm saying their approach is rigged. And, of course, you do have activist judges. No question about that. No question. So here's what's coming next. It will be the Supreme Court. It will be how heavy they can put their thumb on it. the recommendations, and this is going to consume the oxygen at CNN and MSNBC for the next couple of months. That is until Adam Schiff starts trying to get people arrested. Speaking of Adam Schiff, let's go to bite number six real quick, if we could, please. I mean, he is, without question, the biggest weasel in the history of the Republic, I believe, is Adam Schiff. I mean, is there somebody that's worse? I don't think so. I mean, he is a troubled individual, I think it's fair to say. If he were an animal in Animal House, right? If he was one of the animals of Animal House, he'd be Doug Niedermeyer. Mm-hmm. We have received more than 24 reports of individual acts of perversion so profound and disgusting that decorum prohibits listing them here. That'd be Adam Schiff. That'd be Adam Schiff today. Listen to him here throwing around his weight. All right, we don't have.
We are deadly serious about getting to the bottom of everything that happened up to January 6th and thereafter. And if witnesses don't appear when they're supposed to, if they don't produce the documents, we intend to move very quickly to have a vote in the House to hold them in criminal contempt, refer it to the Justice Department for prosecution.
As you may recall, Niedermeyer was killed by his own troops, and for good reason. Schiff doesn't have that kind of power, by the way. Supreme Court ruled on this case, a similar case, just last year when the same pack of vermin were demanding President Trump turn over his tax returns. P.S. He never did. But they're trying the same thing again. Again, that's why they want to pack the Supreme Court. Doesn't rule the way they want. Doesn't give them free, unfettered access to you and everybody else to rip through your life. Adam Schiff is a weasel of the worst kind. He is Doug Niedermeyer. A quick break. I'll be right back.